The meeting was held in Cadillac and hosted by the Groundwork Center for Resilient Communities. They published a feasibility study on the rail line in October. Denise Justice from Tustin attended the forum. She says she's excited about the trains that could run on the line by 2020.
The fact that it could happen when I'm not too old to actually ride the train, that's really exciting. That's what I took away from it today.
Other residents in attendance also seemed impressed with the plan. The Groundwork Center says before a train can operate on the line, some tracks around Traverse City need to be repaired or replaced. The full project could cost up to $1 billion, but it would generate over $100 million for the state annually, according to the Groundwork Center. Another meeting is scheduled for tonight in Traverse City. For Interlochen Public Radio, I'm Max Johnston.